Today on Real Life Radio.
You don't have to stop going to church to wander away from Jesus. All you have to do is start to entertain a false reality or a false teaching regarding Scripture and who God is.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. Before we get into today's message, I want to tell you about an event that we've got coming up this week. It's called Just Church. In a time when so many people have stopped going to church because of fear, maybe pain, or maybe just the convenience of watching online, it might just be time to come back to church. Just Church is going to be a great time to gather as a body of believers and simply worship and hear a good, clear message from Pastor Jack and radically rededicate our lives to the Lord. It's coming up this Friday, September 8th, at the Honda Center in Anaheim. Both the parking and the event are free. To learn more, go to justchurchsocal.com. That's justchurchsocal.com. And now, let's get into the message. On today's very special edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now in his message called In the Days of Deception. Now, we're taking a little break from our current series to take a biblical look at recent global events in light of increasing deception. You see, when Jesus was about to send disciples out into the world, he warned them not to be deceived or to go astray from the faith. So today on this very special message, Pastor Jack tells us, the challenge that will test every single one of us is to determine whether or not our faith is truly from the Word of God. It's become all too common these days to rely on what we feel instead of what the Bible says. And now, in his special message called In the Days of Deception, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
It is very clear that you and I are living in the times and the age that the Bible warns about regarding deception. Some of us don't want to hear about this. I am very fond of the picture in my mind's eye. In my day, we either walked to school or a bus picked us up at a particular predetermined spot. And if you didn't walk to school, which, can you believe that? I remember walking to school. I was a little kid. It was totally safe to walk to school. But if you got picked up in a bus, your mom or your dad or somebody, or you just walked to the spot where the bus came. But in my mind's eye, I remember this. I remember, and again, please don't take this in any other woke way, okay? But back in my day, dads got up and went to work, and frankly, moms had the harder job. And that was raising brats like me. And I remember my mom making me be dressed for the weather for the day, cold or warm. She would be straightening my collar, making sure my buttons are buttoned in order, and that there was no food hanging from my mouth or my teeth. That's what moms do. Listen, moms do that. This is not a sexist statement. Moms do it. They need to do it. They need to keep on doing it because why? Dads don't care. Dads will send their kid off to a photo shoot with a pork chop hanging from their mouth. Dads just don't care. You look fine to me. Go. So mom will be preening and making it all right. And while she's doing this to you, she's giving you the day-to-day, everyday rundown. Don't get in trouble. Do you hear me? Stay away from strangers. Don't get into any fights. And don't miss the bus. And then she turns you around and scoots you off in the direction of the school or the bus. What was mom doing? Mom was seeing ready, always, that you were ready and prepared for the day that was ahead of you. And she gave you guidance as how to act and how not to act. And the Bible, throughout all of the biblical record from Genesis on, you could sum it up by saying that God has been speaking to his people about what to expect and what not to expect, what to be ready for, and what to be doing in light of such revelations. And overwhelmingly, you know from the Old Testament that when the Bible says, when God says, if a prophet comes to town and speaks falsehood, kill him. You say, that's a little extreme. It's not extreme if you realize what's at stake. And so the Old Testament exercised a watchful ministry over a community if a false prophet came to town, because the Bible says a false prophet would lead someone astray. That is, they would really capture their soul and lead them away from the presence of God, from the knowledge of God. And so the Bible says, take them out. Now, in the New Testament, we do not take them out. The Bible says, Jesus says, I'll take care of that myself, because it's regarding my church. I want to do that. I'll do that. What you're to do in the New Testament era is expose them. That's what we're supposed to do. We are supposed to expose the evil, the false, and what is being perpetrated in what is called church in some cases, and what might even be a church, but it is drifting. And so this is a very, very important next couple of weeks that you and I are going to be looking at. I want you to mark down this, because it is key. If we're talking about the days of deception, how do you get dazed? How do you get smacked, as it were, upside the head? And you're not seeing things right. If you really get a nasty concussion, even your vision is blurred and you can't make things out clearly. There's a lot of people today that cannot make things out clearly. Even now, they still don't see it. What's going on? I want to submit to you that what is going on is what the Bible has warned about for thousands of years. And I want you to write down this very important definition. We're going to be talking about deception, being deceived, dazed. So deceived, the Greek word there, it means whatever causes you to wander. You think about that for a moment. Whatever it is that causes you to wander, that is off the path, off the trail, to go astray, to be led away, the word means to become misguided. It's something that is done willingly, everybody. And I'm going to be challenging you, I think, over and over again this morning. Are you listening? I'm going to say, I do that anyway, but I'm going to extra, I think about it, because it is so important to watch out that when somebody says, publishes, announces, shows, displays something that causes you to entertain wandering away from Jesus. Watch, you don't have to stop going to church to wander away from Jesus. All you have to do is start to entertain a false reality or a false teaching regarding Scripture and who God is. This is very important. We must fight our temptations to be emotionally directed in our theology based upon what we feel. Well, I feel like this. I don't think that's fair. I don't really like that. This is what my friends believe. All of a sudden in our world of humanism, really it is, where there are no absolutes anymore. And I think that's by design. But deception, the world would say, no, there is no deception. That's just what you believe, and it's different than what somebody else believes, and you can't judge them. You're being mean if you say deception or deceived. Am I right? Am I you hearing me? If you say you're deceived on this issue, you'll get fired upon, because they have the right to believe what they believe in, and who are you to judge them? Here's the problem. Let's be honest. If we were Christians that didn't love people, we would be completely fine in letting you live on in your lie. We're not trying to convince you to join our team. When we refute what you say in rebuttal, we are actually asking you, you better think this through, because God says something different. It's very, very important. And so over and over again, we are warned about deception. And in these last couple of weeks, it has exploded on the world scene. And yet, I'm telling you right now, because I'm watching this, I'm monitoring this all around America, there are very few conversations taking place, but what happened in America a few weeks ago has launched an international firestorm of dialogue. And interestingly enough, media groups are trying to suppress it while other media groups are releasing it. So that's good. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about what I believe is some form of a bizarre unleashing of demonic activity. Something has happened in these last few weeks to announce, now they don't say it this way, to announce what Jesus warned about and what the prophets warned about just prior to the advent of the Antichrist, the tribulation period, and then ultimately the second coming of Christ to establish his kingdom. There is a demonic ministry, I'll put it, mission that is now going public. And again, I'm going to ask you to be respectful and not laugh. You might be nervous. You know, when people get nervous, they start to laugh because they don't know what to do. Just control yourself. Because Jesus says this is no laughing matter. So let's start. Let's get the potential laugh out now and be done with it. Put your eyes to the screen on this.
There's footage and records of objects in the skies that we don't know exactly what they are.
And now that UFOs are being taken more seriously, more people are coming forward with their own sightings. Shaquille O'Neal told Jimmy Kimmel he's certain he's seen a UFO.
With all the lights and it was spinning and it just and took off and everything happened in less than 5 seconds and we all looked at each other and was like, and I know that it was a UFO. I don't care what anybody says.
You never told anybody about that?
Nope, you're the first person I told because I don't want people to think I'm crazy.
Right, right.
That's probably a good summation of what people feel or think like, you know, when... But why did I show Barack Obama? Why did I show Shaquille O'Neal? Because these are names that people know. And I wanted to start with that. In Matthew chapter 24, I'm going to ask all of you to stand. I'm going to read to you. You guys can all stand if you would in respect to the word of God, Matthew 24. I'm going to read Matthew 24. I'm going to read Mark 13 and Luke 21, sections of these scriptures. And the context is this. We're living in an age of deception. Listen, I believe it's demonic in nature. And for the next 2 weeks, I'm going to go about proving that there are elements that make it very clear it's demonic. The question you ought to be asking is that true? Why is it happening now? And are there other things that are going on in our world that align with the warnings of the Bible that such things would happen at the near return of Christ?
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Matthew chapter 24, I'll read it all. When Jesus went out and departed from the temple and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple, and Jesus said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down." He's talking about the temple. And now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you." I want you to think about that. That was his first warning. Jesus, if you're talking about the end of the world, what's the most important thing you can tell us? Don't be deceived. Mark's gospel, Mark 13, verse 1. Then as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Teacher, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down." Verse 3, now as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when all of these things will be fulfilled?" And Jesus answered them, began to say, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my," and the word is authority, "many will come in my authority," or speaking with authority, as Messiah or as Christ, saying, "I am he," and will deceive many. Jesus promises mass global deception in the last days. Do you guys all see that? And this is all, by the way, relating to the temple in Jerusalem. Jesus said it's all going to come crashing down, which happened in 70 AD, long after Christ had went back to heaven. In 70 AD, the Roman Empire, under General Titus, destroyed the temple. You can read about that in all facets of history, secular and religious as well. Now, Luke 21, verse 5. Then some spoke of the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and donations. Jesus said to them, "These things which you see, the days will come in which not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down." So they asked him, saying, "Teacher, when will these things be? What will be, what sign will there be when these things are about to take place?" And Jesus said to them, for the third time in three gospels, "Take heed that no one deceives you, or that you are not deceived." Deception. Again, Father, we pray that you'd give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And today, may every single one of us have a higher view of Scripture than when we walked in this morning. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Jesus also announced in Luke 21, 25, "And there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and on earth distress among nations." As I think about this message today, I want you guys to be very aware of the fact that taking such a message on is highly threatening to any pastor's career. For example, if I were a celebrity pastor, I wouldn't be taking this topic on. Why? Because you would be labeled as a lunatic, or you would be labeled as one that's interpreting the Bible in a certain way, and that should cause concern. You should leave that kind of stuff alone. And you know what? I understand that counsel, and that's good counsel, until deception actually shows its face. Until tomorrow, you've got to go and meet up with your coworkers, and someone in the cubicle is going to ask you, "Hey, what's going on? Did you see the thing on the news? Did you see what NBC aired? Did you see what happened in France, Channel 24? Did you see that?" And listen, if I don't give you the answers from the Bible about what's happening today, then you ought to stay home and go play volleyball or something. This is very serious stuff. Because even if what's being seen in the world is not true, when the world asks you about it, you better have the answer. You ought to be able to tell them it's not true. And here's the reason why. Or it may be happening, but here's the reason why it's happening, and here's what it is. Are you hearing me, people? This is very, very important. So as I look at this, as I look at my notes, I want to be careful I don't leave anything out that is very, very important. And by the way, the things I'm going to be showing you, every single one of them are public. I don't have a hotline to anybody. I don't have any kind of inroads. I don't have a bat phone. These are things that are all available out there for you to look and to study. But it's obviously my calling to teach you the Bible. And that's what we must do. But I do believe that we are living in the time or the age of deception, in the days of deception. Today, I wrote myself a note. Do not be dramatic and don't be in any way hyperbolic. Because the truth about these things, if you believe it or not, are shocking enough. I don't need to get your attention, is what I'm saying. The challenge today is, what I said earlier is, don't answer, but do you believe that Jesus was correct in saying deception is coming to the world, increasingly so more in the last days? If the answer to that is yes, I believe my Bible, I believe Jesus, then the next question is, what form or what depth of deception was Jesus talking about? That's a good question. Just remember this. Jesus said that deception will be so great coming upon this earth that if it were possible, my own very elect, my own children, my own church, my own believers of any age, from the day of Pentecost to the end of the tribulation period, and the tribulation saints, the church believers to the tribulation believers, he said, if it were possible, they would be deceived. Listen, none of us have experienced a level of deception that is forthcoming, ladies and gentlemen, according to Jesus. That means we need to be ready, that you need to believe your Bible, and you need to know why you believe your Bible. You're going to be hearing things today and next week that, I quote one of our staff members who I had review it, said back to me, wow, I just got done listening to this guy's lecture. If I were not a Christian, I would believe what that guy said. Because the guy answers the questions that man has, but he leaves God out and he inserts some other type of deliverer. Very important. Next slide will be from Chuck Todd in NBC News.
Welcome back. Lawmakers on the Hill today held a hearing on unidentified aerial phenomena, also known as UAPs, or used to be known as UFOs, amid growing public interest about potential extraterrestrial life beyond planet Earth. The committee heard testimony from three witnesses today. One was a former Navy commander. One was a former Navy pilot. Both of them claim to have seen UAPs, as well as a former intelligence officer who goes a step further, and he alleged that the government is concealing a, quote, multi-decade crash of a UAP and a retrieval program. Take a listen to more of what this person had to say.
If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
So congressional testimony, and we made mention of this a couple weeks ago when Amir was here, but... So according to this whistleblower, whose now life has been threatened, and he has a security detail that is a private entity that is assigned to him to protect him, he will soon be testifying, by the way, to a closed session to members of Congress and the Senate in rooms that are sealed with no ability to listen and speak either in or out of. Because of what they have come forward with. I'm not asking you to believe this. I'm just telling you that it's happening today. And there are people that are very excited about this conversation. So much so that in the last 2 weeks, those viewing websites of UFOs or atmospheric phenomenon have skyrocketed over 500 to 1,000%. People are visiting these sites to find out more. In a poll, and I'll try to have it for you next week, in a poll that was asked just 3 days ago, do you believe in God or do you believe in aliens? The overwhelming amount was, I believe in aliens more than I believe in God. Yes. Amazing. I'm not asking you to believe it. Just asking you to hear it. I'm asking you to consider this for your own protection. We're living in the days of deception. And if you and I do not know the truth, you're going to fall victim to it.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his special message called In the Days of Deception. Thanks for being with us today. You know, our prayer is that you've come to know Jesus in a very personal way and that you're eagerly awaiting for the Lord's return. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Pastor Jack Kibbs, and I am excited that this Friday we're getting together on September 8th at the Honda Center for Just Church. The event is to gather people who have gone away from us. Maybe they're not fellowshipping anymore. Invite them back, and let's have an evening of worship, the Word of God, and to make a radical recommitment to Christ.
That's this Friday, September 8th at the Honda Center for Just Church. The event and parking are totally free. Go to JustChurchSoCal.com. That's JustChurchSoCal.com. We all know how tough life can be, so how do we make it better, richer, and filled with more joy? Check out our current featured resource called Knowing God by J.I. Packer. Once you dive into the nature and character of God, you'll begin to feel the freedom that you've longed for. Knowing God explores the profound meaning of the Christian faith and guides you towards a deeper personal relationship with God the Savior. Knowing God by J.I. Packer is yours for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Kibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.